Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby in the range, bringing us back. Good music. Seven Tail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Good radio, good small business radio. Thank you for hanging out with me. And we got it all here. We got all this production value, music and experts and small business. It doesn't get any better than that, right? And Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend. He's with Tatum LLC. Sam, tell us about Tatum.
Well, Tatum is a provider of professional services on a part-time or temporary basis, and in primarily around the office of the chief financial officer, including the role of chief financial officer in small and medium-sized companies, and all sorts of projects in support of that office, including systems and financial projects for the chief financial officer.
Right, and they can find that find you guys at TatumLLC.com, right?
We're part of a larger organization now. We merged into SFN, which is a New York Stock Exchange listed right. firm that provides that, and we're happy to be a part of a SFN group.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. Hey, Sam, what is your perspective on the next 6 months, let's say? I mean, I know your survey just goes out 2 months when you poll your guys, but you're an expert. I mean, you're an old head at this economy thing. You've been doing this a long time. You've been in the marketplace a long time. If you had to handicap the rest of this year, what would you do? How would you say it?
The rest of this year, my personal judgment about it is slow growth. Slow growth. I'm going to say GDP probably 2%. Not enough to make a big dent in the unemployment. Because we as a nation and as a world are continuing to improve our productivity. If we're improving productivity at 2% and growing 2%, then there's no increase in employment. So I visualize that our pull out of the recession. I don't believe there will be a double dip, but I think we're going to get scarily close in the third quarter, and I think fourth quarter some growth, but not much, not enough, and I don't see new stimuli coming. We've experimented with these things, both monetary and fiscal, and on the fiscal side, stimulus right now it would be hard to justify because we've got a debt problem, and on the monetary side, we've done the QE1 and the QE2 is just now ending. Hasn't done much. It's just put money into the capital of the banks, but it has not gone out to the economy. So,
of course, you can't. It's hard to argue. It's hard to argue the counterfactual. You know, the part about if we hadn't done anything, how bad would it have gotten? But I'll tell you, I have to say that all the things the government has tried to do in the last 3 years doesn't seem to have made much. In fact, it may have created more problems. See, that's one of the things that I'm concerned about. Is for example, QE, the quantitative easing, as you called it, the QE mm-hmm. 1 and QE 2, mm-hmm. you know, when they start, this month, QE 2 is supposed to end.
Yes.
The question I'd like to ask you, Sam, is what are the chances that ending QE 2 is going to create more problems than QE 1 or 2 ever solved? What do you think?
My own observation is that neither QE1 or QE2, which is basically putting money into the banks, money into the money supply, but it didn't go out into the money supply; it just went to the banks. So what's been happening in these quantitative easing is the government through the Federal Reserve has been buying up our own debt, and it puts the proceeds, when they buy the debt, puts the cash in the banks. What have the banks done with that? Nothing. It's just boosted up their capital ratios. So I don't think that QE1 or QE2 had much effect. Therefore, when QE2 ends, I don't think it'll have much effect either.
You don't think taking? Oh, okay, so I see what you're saying. So it really never got out into. It's not really going to be taken away from the economy. It's just going to be taken away from the banks.
Well, it never got to the economy.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm glad to hear you say that. See, I guess I hadn't thought about it like that because I was worried that maybe it would do more damage than it benefited. So, okay, I'm feeling you made me feel a little bit better about that, Sam. Hey, Sam, thank you so much for being here and for doing a good job with this report. But would you try to work on those green arrows next time, please?
Well, we'll work on them. We sure hope there'll be better news next month.
Just get up a little early and work a little harder, Sam. That's all you got to do.
Let's all do that.
That's all we all have to do. The small business owner said, what do you mean? I can't get up any earlier. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.